Yes, too late. Too late for love. 11 minutes before 8, the grease man in charge. Let me see here. Angel needs a ride. Debbie, on your way to Fairfax, pick that thing up. And the two of you can waft there together. Let's see, what other little duties did I have to do? Oh, yeah, we're going along good for the favorite boss jock. Favorite boss jock for your Super Bowl party. Send us a postcard with the name of your favorite boss jock on it. We'll put all the Greaseman entries, all the Smasher entries, all the Dave Brown entries, all the Ernie Kay, all the Linda Mondesile, all the surf entries, and then we'll draw one out. And if it's your name and you requested me, I go to your house for the Super Bowl game. I don't think I'll stay for the whole game. I'll be there. I'll bring some goodies and some shirts, and we'll have a few beers. Hey, it's all right. And I got a hilarious entry yesterday from somebody... Somebody who said he also invited Clint Eastwood, and I should come out because, you know, I might meet Clint there. People are misinterpreting. That's it. No more Clint Eastwood bits. Hey, the joke was funny. Well, you see, I just thought when I first did it that it was so hilarious to think of the prospect. You know, that's the thing. The jokes themselves are just the prospect. You know, Clint Eastwood is such the epitome of manhood, and to think that he would go that way. Or in meme. How about the Gaga Handbook? Macho Man. To think that I would go that way. I just thought that the two of us together would be just... But people are misinterpreting me, so that's it. No more Clint Eastwood stories. No more. Now, if only I could stop dreaming about him. I had a dream last night. Oh, God. Something happened, and I turned. And so did Clint, ironically. And we were living together. And I was sitting in bed. Pillows fluffed up behind me. In my flannel pajamas. Leaning against the wall, the headboard, and Clint was getting ready. I remember watching him as he stood in front of the dresser, slapping a little aqua velva on, just glared at the mirror. He just looked at the mirror, his jaw muscles working, his eyes squinting until... I said, wow, what a man, what a man! Then he took out that big magnum, and he hefted it. He spun the cylinder. I looked at him, I said, Clinton?
Told you not to call me Clinton, punk.
Clint. I have a suggestion to make about your grooming, Clint, and if you promise you won't get mad, I'll tell you what it is.
What's your suggestion, punk? And I ain't promising you nothing. I don't promise nothing to puke brains.
Well, Clint, I'm just trying to help you look nicer. Maybe you'd get another promotion in the department. Clint, have you ever noticed you have the hairiest behind I've ever seen? Will you put the gun down, Clint? I'm only trying to give you a constructive criticism.
What do you mean, punk? I like a hairy behind. A hairy behind is manly. It keeps me warm when I'm on stakeouts.
Well, all right, maybe it keeps you warm when you're on stakeouts, but Clint, I've got to look at that behind on a regular basis, and frankly, Clint, it's disgusting, and I was wondering if you'd ever... consider doing something about it.
Doing what can I do about it, Bug?
Well, I... Have you ever thought about... Nair? All right! We don't have to use Nair. Maybe the Gregory method?
Are you crazy, punk? I'm gonna walk into one of those salons and bare my doggies and ask somebody to electrolysis my behind. Are you out of your mind, punk? Now I'll tell you what we're gonna do. If you want my hiney smooth, you're gonna shave it yourself, punk. Now, go get the foamy.
Oh, boy! A shaving we will go, a shaving we will go. All right. A shaving we will go, a shaving we will go. All right. We'll just get it done, Clint. We'll just get it done. My God, you're wrecking the house for crying out loud. Let me see here. Okay, let me lather you up.
You cut me and you're a dead man, Bug.
All right, let me just lather you up here. Here we go. All righty, whoa, up and around and through. Ooh, here we go, down in the valley. The valley so low. Hang your head
Oh, hear the wind blow. That's just a song, Clint. It's not a suggestion. Keep in mind, I'm right here at Ground Zero.
Shut up, punk, and get on with it.
All right, I'm working, Clint. For crying out loud, I'm doing the best that I can.
Let's see. I can only shave so many. I think some of them are going to have to be plucked.
We might have to wait till we get some Novocaine for that procedure. But let me see. Yeah, that's about... Now that looks a lot better. Now look in the mirror, huh?
Well, I can't remember the last time I had a pink hiney like that. All right, punk, I guess you win this round.
I knew you'd like it, Clint. We're going to have so much fun at the beach. Last summer, you looked so ridiculous in your bikini briefs. You know, they only went halfway up your tuckers with all that hair hanging out. You look kind of, you know, kind of ape-like. Well, you're going to look great this summer. Okay, hon. Have a nice day at work. You can nail a lot of maggots for me. Bye, hon. Well, I guess I'll go do some around the house chores now until Clinton gets back. And, I'm in love with the lawman. He's so big and he's proud and he's tough. I'm in love with the lawman. Never get enough.
8 hours later, Clint Eastwood returns home after a long day.
Why'd you hit me, Clint?
You stupid punk. You shaved my tuchus, and the 5 o'clock shadow ruined a good pair of my Haggers.
It's amazing. Ever since people...